Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Merkel Media.
Because that's just what warriors do. Baby, you cannot fool me with the eye.
This song's good. This song is good. We need to put it back in the rotation. I'll have to talk to producer Jack. I'll have to talk to producer Jack about it because I think it fell out of the rotation and we played it recently and people were like, oh no, I played it on an Instagram reel and people were like, where can I get that song? And I'm like, oh, you don't know? You don't know? That's Joel Thomas? Oh, okay. Song's called Shut Up and Drive by Joel Thomas. Thanks for joining me, everybody. This is a spontaneous Friday live here on Facebook, X, YouTube, Rumble. I am not live on Instagram today because I just didn't feel like it. How does that sound? Hopefully you guys are doing well. I am a bit rusty, I'd say, a bit rusty, but you know, we're going to try our best here to accommodate the rustiness with riveting information. I was really not planning on going live today, and I was driving my son to school and driving into the office, and I started thinking about the schedule that we have coming up here, and how, you know, starting. Actually, today is my last day coming into the office for 3 weeks. And we have guest hosts for the show over the next 3 weeks. We start off next week with Joel Thomas from Free the Rabbits. He hosts the show on Tuesday. And his guest is Isaac Weissup. They're talking Enochian language, Enochian downloads. So you're going to love that episode. Man, I'm already losing my voice. I even got this spray stuff. It's called Singer Soothing Throat Spray, Professional Strength. Got that because I keep losing my voice. Every time I go live, it must be a spiritual attack or something. I don't know. Let me spray real quick. I'll let you guys hear that one. We got Joel Thomas coming in here next Tuesday, and actually he already recorded the episodes and they are recorded right in this chair. He came down here and recorded because, it was a unique thing this year. So I started it last year and I liked it a lot, and it's not something that I need to do. I work ahead in my schedule. I mean, I know what episodes are going to air for weeks on end kind of thing. But I like to do it. I like to take some time off at the end of the year, like physically time off where it's like not coming in and just kind of taking a breather because I do this 7 days a week. I don't stop thinking about this platform. So it's nice to take a breather. And while I do that breather, it's a unique opportunity for me to let other people host the show and let my audience get to meet some other people that I enjoy being around. So next week we have, like I said, on Tuesday, Joel Thomas from Free the Rabbits is going to be hosting the show. They're talking Enochian downloads with Isaac Weissup. So that's going to be a heater. You guys are going to absolutely love it. And then on Thursday, Joel is hosting the members show, and he's going to be talking about the ancient lion men. So you can look forward to that. Joel is a very well-read, well-researched person, and he has done some deep dives on this topic, and he is going to be presenting it to the members on Thursday, so they can look forward to that. And then the week of Christmas, we have the Cryptids of the Corn Boys Cryptid of the Corn Boys. They are hosting on Tuesday. They're going to be hosting the show here in studio. We already recorded it. And they talked about in the new studio. So folks, listen, we have a new in-person studio and you haven't seen it yet, really, unless you follow on Instagram and maybe Joel posted it somewhere here on YouTube. But we have a new studio. I put up some new walls kind of thing. It looks better, better lighting, all that stuff. And I'm really excited about it. And I recorded it in it a lot in the last week. Last week, we recorded 7 total recordings here in studio with people in studio. Unfortunately, my beautiful new studio, you will not see me in it first. I'm a little jealous, but it is what it is. Cryptids of the Corn Boys, they came down here and they were some of the guys that were recording with me. And they decided to record their episodes for this show next week here in studio. So your first exposure to the new studio will not even be me on video. It will be Justin and Jay from Cryptids of the Corn. And on Tuesday in 2 weeks, the week of Christmas, they are going to be talking about living, breathing UFOs, the ocean above our heads. And I can't tell you how relevant that topic is for today. So definitely look forward to that. And then on Thursday, the following Thursday, so 2 Thursdays from now, they are going to be hosting as well. And they're going to be talking about this ancient legend of this giant, I don't know how to pronounce the actual name. Justin, if you don't know, is a biologist. And so he has all these fancy names that he knows how to say. And, you know, former trucker turned podcaster can't pronounce these words. But they're going to be talking about, believe it or not, an ancient legend here in the States, here in America, of these giant, monstrous tortoises, turtles, that have been talked about for a very long time. And apparently, it goes back hundreds of years. And so they're going to give us a great history lesson and some experiences and encounters of people coming across these gigantic. I'm not talking like a giant sea turtle type thing. Like, we're talking like, dude, that thing's as big as your shed. What is up? You know, or maybe even bigger. Who knows? But that's the following 2 weeks. And then to wrap up the third week of me taking a breather and letting other people host the show, we have in 3 Tuesdays from now, the first Tuesday of 2025, we have John from 21 CD Podcast coming and hosting the show. Listen, guys, I've had John on the show 2 times. The first one, we talked about Wendigo. The second time, he and his brother came to the studio and they talked about the cult that they were raised in. This was just recently we broadcast that. John is a fantastic podcaster. He is new. He just started his show like a year ago. And then he took some time off because he had moved to a different state and he is back at it. And I'm telling you, he has a very unique way of telling you and giving you information. You are going to absolutely love next in 3 weeks, Tuesday, 3 Tuesdays from now. You're going to love the show with John from 21 CD Podcast because he's going to be talking about and going deep in on the Lost Ark of the Covenant. John is somebody who also does a lot of research, very well read, and his podcast, I don't think he's ever done an interview on his podcast. His podcast is him writing the script and going on and recording for you guys just lots of information, like at least an hour's worth of information every episode. And he covers tons of different topics from dystopian nightmares to glitches in the Matrix to ancient biblical artifacts and knowledge. Like, he goes all over the spectrum of weird. So John from 21 CD Podcast, long overdue, but I'm excited to have him hosting last Tuesday of my time off. And then that Thursday for the members, we are going to be back. I'll be back for the members episode. We are already recorded it. I figured I had Joel Thomas and I had the Cryptid of the Corn Boys, Jay and Justin in the studio. So I said, why don't we sit around the new studio table and talk about whatever. And boy, did we go all over the place. It was a fantastic conversation. I think we went like 2.5 hours. And we went hard on a lot of different things. And I know the members are going to love that one. So that'll be me coming back. And then the following Tuesday, I have Darcy Weir coming on. He's a filmmaker, documentarian. And I recorded with him a couple of weeks ago about his visit to D.C. He went to the UFO hearings in D.C. And he came and talked about the UFO hearings. And then we also talked about some of his documentaries and his docuseries. And the one docuseries, I'm drawing a blank. I want to say it's The Dark Invasion. I don't know if that's true or not, though. But he has a docuseries that talks about some people over in the Gaia world, the platform, such as Corey Good and others. And he spent time making a documentary or a docuseries talking about and documenting the proven hoaxes that were pulled off during that whole thing. And I don't think we did a great job at expressing something that I wish we would have. So it is what it is. I'll talk about it here. Just because people like Corey Good came forward and said that, you know, it was a hoax, and the idea of the 21 and backs that he was supposedly a part of, it's in a court document. Like, he said that it was for entertainment. Just because he said that is not true doesn't mean that people's experiences with similar things are invalid, because it turns out what they did was they started scouring the internet. From what I understand, they scoured the internet and pulled pieces of different experiences and made their own giant wild story. We go into that and we talk about that with Darcy, because he did a whole docuseries on a very interesting conversation I had with him. I don't remember the following Thursday show what we're going to be doing, but the following Tuesday show, I remember, that will be Vicky Joy Anderson. So we're almost through January with the schedule. I don't know why I'm telling you the whole schedule, but we have Vicky Joy Anderson in studio, and she came, stopped by in the old studio, but it was a fantastic conversation. You guys are absolutely going to love it. So that is, you know, the schedule. And the reason why I went on that kind of tirade is because I will not be tuning in and to the office for the next 3 weeks. And I have guest hosts coming on the show. I'm really excited about it. But I was planning on coming into the office today and getting some videos posted and stuff for the coming week's episodes and things like that. And it kind of hit me that I won't be in studio for the next few weeks. Therefore, the rare appearance of a Weird Wednesday is definitely probably not going to be in existence in the next few weeks. And I was like, man, I should probably do something, you know? And I just, like, as fast as that happened, I started thinking about these New Jersey drones that are popping up, and the talk and the conversation about these things. And, you know, I have a lot of, I have a lot of feelings, I guess. I got feelings about this, and I don't have a set opinion on any one specific thing, but I do feel, if you told me to say something definitive, I would say that I think that there is a lot of different moving pieces here, which is not one thing. But my opinion, my one opinion, is there's a lot of moving pieces here, and it's not just one thing happening at one time. I think we have many things happening at one time, but I think there is a dominant thing, one thing that is happening that is being utilized to cover other things and also introduce us to new things. So hopefully I can take you on this magical journey that's going through my head right now, because I haven't rehearsed this out loud yet. And we're going to go on this journey together. So how did we get here? How did we get here? New Jersey is in the middle of a UFO invasion happening during the day, happening definitely at night. Like, I'm tuning in every night to X. Like, I hop on X and I'm like, let's see what's going on right now, because people are dropping videos of, you know, these drones in Jersey, and some of it's not real and some of it's real but misidentified. And, you know, some people are saying, look at this drone. I'm like, that's a plane. that's a plane. Like it's a plane, you know? And then some of it's like, oh, that looks like a plane, but it's a little off. And then like even yesterday there was this video going around of a drone. This is what was said, that there was a drone in the sky in Jersey and it started shooting. And there's several different videos of it shooting. And I was like, oh shoot, pun. And I shared it. And you know, cause I like just sharing crap on X. Like I just like, I'm terrible. If you're if you're tuning into my personal X for like hard hitting evidence and facts, wrong. Like I'm reposting things that I find interesting that I'm like, oh, look at that, you know? And it's one of those things where I repost things and I'm like, repost now, think about it later, you know? And that was one of them where I actually took off my ex because I was just like, ah, it's not worth the headache. It was a helicopter and it was during an exercise. And I imagine it probably wasn't a training. This is what I was told. You know, maybe I'm part of being like, I'm being used as a psyop. I don't know. But they said, I was told that it was a helicopter shooting tracers. And I was like, oh yeah, that actually makes sense, you know? And it probably was a training exercise that happened, you know, weeks, months, years ago. And they just posted it and said it was Jersey just to get people to repost on X. So yeah, that's me on X having a freaking fun time. If you're not on X these days, I don't know what you're doing because it is so much fun. I used to hate Twitter. I had a Twitter account. I had a Twitter account back in the day, man. Like I was trying to sell Amway on Twitter in my early 20s, you know, like 20 years ago. I was like trying to hustle on this new platform and telling people to buy their soap, shampoo, laundry detergent, and all that good stuff. And I hated X, or I hated Twitter. And I wasn't a big, you know, there's nothing really changed on X when he bought the platform initially, but now like it's just so much fun. It's so much fun. And you know what's fun about it is you get to exist on a social media platform and not worry about saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing that could get you removed. Like it's refreshing. It's refreshing just to be able to have some fun. You know, it reminds me of the internet back in the wild, wild west days of, I don't know, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Like it wasn't that long ago where you could just kind of do whatever you want and just have some fun with your life, you know? And that's what it reminds me of. And so I'm on X a lot, whether I'm posting, because I don't post a ton. Sometimes I go through sprees. Like recently I've been going through some sprees. So I'm just like posting, repost. And sometimes I go weeks or even months without posting, but I'm on there all the time. Anyways, so I've been tuning in to X at night and turning on the old X machine. It's kind of like, it's kind of like in the old days before we were born. Some of you guys are old farts, you know, that are watching right now or listening, and you remember these days. But most of us do not remember the days where we would huddle around a radio and listen to the radio at night for entertainment because that's all that we had. But I find myself doing that on X. I will go down to my basement. And I will turn on a space, like an X space. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically people have the ability to go on X and create a space. And it's an audio platform that you can go live on and talk. And other people can join you and listen. And they can ask to be a speaker and they can talk. And it's a very open platform to have open discussion about these kind of things. And it really has a lot of thought-provoking conversation. So I go in a basement. And I turn on a little lamp and I huddle around the X space and I listen to it and I just gather information and I start thinking about things. And that's what I've been finding myself doing with this. I've been scrolling through X, looking at all the drone videos. And, you know, I think people are definitely talking about, obviously they're talking about the drones and New Jersey and we're under an invasion. I know people have been talking about what happened before all this, but I don't think it's being talked about enough because of the accuracy of it. And I think the last time I went live or maybe two times ago when I went live, like a month ago, I talked to you about Cliff High and his algorithmic prophecy that he was releasing, or he had released back in 2009. And so he created an algorithm of some kind, he's a computer science guy. And I think I said this before and I'll say it again. I reached out to Cliff High. He declined my invitation to come on the show twice. And I'm like, Cliff, come on, man, come on the show. And he's like, I'm too busy. I got things going on. And since then I've seen Cliff High on other people's shows. So I don't know what it is about the confessionals, but Cliff doesn't like the confessionals. So, Cliff, if you're listening, if you see this, please come on. I'd love to talk to you, buddy. So he goes on 2009, releases this what I'm calling, I don't know what else to call it, but like an AI algorithmic prophecy in 2009, where he said that one day this algorithm says, and what this does is it basically, this computer program or whatever it is, scours the internet, collects data of people's comments, what they're liking, what they're posting on social media, all this data on the internet. And it comes up with some kind of formula to predict things that happen in the future. And what he said was that this algorithm spit out that one day Joe Rogan was going to interview Donald Trump on a TV show. Back in 2009, I don't even think Joe Rogan had a podcast. If he did, it was probably still on Justin TV. Who remembers that? Like, who remembers Justin TV? Give me a thumbs up in the comments section if you remember Justin TV. It was like probably the first website you could live stream from. I remember doing that back in like 2011. And so he was doing lives on that. His Joe Rogan Experience used to start, I think it started out on Justin TV. He would just go live with his friends in his basement. So I don't even know if it was an actual TV show, but, or an actual podcast, but this prediction said that Joe Rogan was going to interview Donald Trump in 2000, or it didn't say, give a date, but what it was is there was a trigger event, and that was the trigger event. So it said that when this happens, that 39 days later, after the trigger event of Joe Rogan talking to Donald Trump, there was going to be some kind of UFO invasion. Okay. And that 39-day period was last Tuesday, December 3rd. And I remember clearly because I was sitting here in the new studio. Did I mention I have a new studio? I was sitting here in the new studio talking, recording a members episode with the Cryptid of the Corn Boys and Joel Thomas. And I brought this up. And I think if I remember correctly, Justin from Cryptid Boys, he didn't know about this prophecy, and I had to educate him about how this was actually something that was predicted. And I said, guys, today's the day that we're supposed to have an alien invasion. And all of a sudden, like literally, I think it started the night before, but I told him, I said, you can literally go on X and see all these videos that people are posting of these drones and stuff and these UFOs. And they're like, really? I said, yeah, I pulled up my X on the recording. I'm like, look at this. And the first thing I opened up was like this translucent, but also physical UFO that was posted. I didn't even repost it. That's how like much was going on that. Like, I don't think I even reposted that one. But that was just like last Tuesday. And ever since then, it's just been fire. Boom, 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 24/7. You go on X and it's just heavy hitting all the time with this UFO drone stuff. And it, when this stuff happens, shout out to 1,000 people watching right now. Like, there's 1,000 people watching on all platforms. That's fantastic. Shout out to you guys. Love yous. Give it a thumbs up and a share if you don't mind. But like this was coming in so hot and heavy last week. And I'm the kind of person, usually, unless I have a very strong opinion about something right off the jump, I usually kind of just sit back and watch and just let my brain kind of formulate crap, you know? And that's what I did with this, because I really didn't know what to make with all this. And I still don't, but like, I was like, where is this going? How long is this going to last? Where are these popping up at? What do they look like? Because I was waiting for somebody to post something substantial other than a little bit of a ball of light in the sky and saying, look, an orb. You know, like I was waiting for somebody to give me something substantial. And I think that we have that if it's real at times throughout the last week or so, where people have been posting substantial things. there was one video that I posted and I can't find it right now. It's lost on my thread. If you want, go ahead and follow me on X, @Tony_Merkel. And you can flip through my feed and see if I posted any of this crap I'm talking about now. But this was, there was a video that was going around where this UFO or something they said was a UFO was really low and going and looked like it was getting ready to go behind a house. That's how low it was. And somebody was saying, oh, it's a helicopter. I'm like, I don't look like a helicopter to me, dude. That looks kind of like almost flat-ish. But the interesting thing is it has lights on, like these aviation lights. I don't know what the technical term is, but the lights that are required to be on vehicles for like planes, you know, so that we can identify them in the sky. Yeah, these things, a lot of these have those lights. And so makes you kind of look sideways, but not all of them. There was one UFO where it was like one, there was a guy, there was somebody who posted, I don't have it queued up here, but there was somebody who posted a video of an orb, like it really zoomed in and it was so stable. I think they stabilized the video, but it was just a straight up, like almost translucent orb floating in the sky. Where? They said it was Jersey. I don't know. There are UFOs popping up all over the world. All over the world. It is not just a New Jersey thing. That is for certain. It's always been all over the world, and it's nothing changed about that. Like, they're focusing in on Jersey right now. I'm not exactly sure why, because there's really some compelling things popping up all over the world right now. But there's that one. And then there was another one that if you think about the Ezekiel vision, the vision that Ezekiel had with the wheel inside the wheel, often when it's depicted, it has like a wheel spinning and then another wheel spinning inside the wheel and kind of all morphic like that and with eyes and crap on it. There's one like that too. I don't have it queued up, but there's just so many videos of these UFOs. Maybe we'll just scroll through my X feed and see what I repost, and we'll start there at some point. But there are so many videos that have been popping up. It's impossible to know if they're all from Jersey, which ones are real, which ones aren't. But have a little fun with your life, enjoy it, and go to X and just browse what's out there, because it is wild. So I was going to play the Cliff High prophecy video, but I think that I kind of covered that pretty well here. And so what we're going to do is we will do this first video here. And I'm going to share this right now.
Well, here's the real deal, Harris. You know,
okay. So, just to kind of give you guys a little bit of a background here, this this video, if anything, let me stop sharing this for a second. If anything, listen to me clearly. If anything screams propaganda, this video's it. Okay, so I'm going to need you to kind of bear with me as we play this video, because there's a strong likelihood that I'm going to be pausing it during this this transmission, because either I'm going to get irritated or, you know, something. You know, we never know what's going to come out of my mouth sometimes, because I literally don't even know. I'm trying to figure this out as I go, but... And where did it go? Video. There we go. So let's check this video out. I'm sure some of you have seen it already, but let's indulge me and watch this with me a little bit here.
In focus now, Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, member of the House Judiciary Committee.
That's a propagandist right there, friends. Let me just say that right now. That is a propagandist right there.
On the Hill right now, how do you address this at this point?
Well, here's
with propaganda,
the real deal, Harris. You know, I'm also on the transfer.
Okay, here's a lesson for you guys. Here's a lesson for you. This is where it'd be nice to have a in studio producer. Here's a lesson for you. Anytime a government official says to you, the first thing they say to you before they give you the information is, first of all, here's the real deal. They're lying. He's repeating information that he's been told to say. Propaganda. Oh, propaganda. I know all you guys are up to speed. You guys know propaganda is real and it's legally allowed to be used on American citizens like it was probably yesterday when this was posted. I don't know when this was posted, but I think it was yesterday. And you can just bet on it because that, my friend, is the precursor to propaganda. Here's the real deal.
Transportation Committee on the Aviation Subcommittee. And I've gotten to know people. And from very high sources, very qualified sources, very responsible sources, I'm going to tell you the real deal.
That's twice. Real deal twice. Guys, he's lying. He's giving you a bunch of crap.
Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago.
We're going to rewind this a little bit so you can hear it without me jumping in here because holy crap, guys. Holy crap. Here's the real deal twice before he gives you the lie. He gave you the real deal twice before he gave you the lie. Come on now.
In focus now, Republican Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, member of the House Judiciary Committee on the Hill right now. How do you address this at this point?
Well, here's the real deal, Harris. You know, I'm also on the Transportation Committee, on the Aviation Subcommittee, and I've gotten to know people. And from very high sources, very qualified sources, very responsible sources, I'm going to tell you the real deal. Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones.
Guys. I don't even know who Jeff Van Drew is, but it seems like he's a neocon, all right? Because that sounds like a lot of propaganda to get us to fire something at something, and it's not, you know, firing at drones, but I don't know, Iran itself. It sounds like somebody wants to bring on World War III before January 20th. That's what it sounds like to me. A mothership, dude? Are you kidding me? That's, like, guys, trigger warning, trigger word. The real deal twice. And then he says it's Iran and they launched a mothership a month ago. A mothership. What is this? Star Wars? Is this Star Wars? We're here and we're supposed to believe. We're supposed to believe that Iran launched a mothership a month ago. We have that intel that a month ago, Iran launched a mothership. They sailed it across the ocean just outside the United States, probably a couple hundred miles offshore, and is launching drones over Jersey for weeks, and we can't do anything about it? Iran versus the U.S. Navy. Right. If it was really Iran, we would have done something about it. And it's almost impossible for Iran to get their ships this close to us to do such things without any repercussions. I'm sorry. As somebody who's not former military, who isn't a politician, who isn't in government, Wow. We had a disruption there. Hopefully, I'm still broadcasting. But as somebody who is not into anything, you know, I'm just a dude that blows smoke on the internet. It seems highly unlikely to me that Iran is going to get a mothership, a Star Wars mothership this close to the United States, and nothing is going to happen except for us to watch the lights in the sky and gawk at it for 2 weeks straight. Doesn't seem like reality to me. It doesn't seem like reality to me. Let's keep going here, Jeff. Let's keep going here and see what else Jeff has to say.
That mothership is, I'm going to tell you the deal. It's off the East Coast of the United States of America. They've launched drones. It's everything that we can see or hear. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly. Now, you know, we know there was a probability. It could have been our own government. We know it's not.
I'm going to let you hear this in a second, okay? But He said it three times now. Here's the deal. He's blaming Iran for this. Okay. And what he's about to say is the truth. It's the lie, and the truth is right underneath it. Here we go.
We can see you're here. And again, these are from high sources. I don't say this lightly. Now, you know, we know there was a probability it could have been our own government. We know it's not our own government because they would have let us know.
What? What? Are you kidding me? Bro, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We know it wouldn't be our government because they would have told us. We know it's not our own government because they would have told us. Are you kidding me? This guy didn't get the assignment. He's a few memos behind. This guy forgot who he's talking to. Because the American people are not the American people of 8 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. The American people have a very healthy distrust of our government. And we know you lie to us because you do it all the time and we catch you lying to us all the time. You don't tell us anything. You treat us like we work for you. There's no way you think you need to check in with us and let us know that it's you. Come on, bro. Come on. Are you kidding me with that? Like, whoever sent this dude up to give the propaganda speech, like, access revoked. No more. Okay? Because, like, if I'm going to be propagandized, I want it to be done right. You know? Like, I really want to have to think about this. Okay? This dude literally goes on Fox News to the nation and offer such a weak propaganda speech that, like, I feel dumber. And listen, it's not that hard, right? Like, the bar is set pretty low with me, okay? And I feel pretty dumb just watching this. What an insult. What an insult, this guy. This guy, let's hear what he has to say. I mean, look at this. This is a 3 minute and 33 second video. We're 55 seconds in. Come on, Tony, let it roll.
It could have been our own government. We know it's not our own government because they would have let us know. It could have been some really glorified hobbyist or hobbyists that were doing something unbelievable. They don't have the technology. But let's pretend that's possible. The third possibility was somebody, an adversarial country doing this. Know that Iran made a deal with China to purchase drones, motherships, and technology in order to go forward. The sources I...
When's the last time you heard a politician, anybody, and maybe you heard it, but anybody in Washington call these UFOs motherships? In 1 minute and 15 seconds, this dude says it twice. So we have, here's the real deal, three times, mothership twice, not our government because they would have told us once. I mean, is this a drinking game? Is that what this is? Is this a drinking game? Because I sure feel drunk on stupidity right now.
I have are good. They can't reveal who they are because they are speaking to me in confidentiality. These drones should be shot down. Whether it was some crazy hobbyist that we can't imagine, or whether it is Iran, and I think it very possibly could be, they should be shot down. We are not getting the full deal, and the military.
All right, he said deal again. Jeez whiz. they should be shot down. You know why they're not shot down? Because they know exactly. They know exactly where these drones are coming from. And why would you shoot down something you so heavily invested in? Like, we know that whole story happened, right? Behind me, the Bob Lazar sketch. we know that Bob Lazar claims, some people say he's lying, but some people say it's true. I want to say it's true. I believe it. We know that that happened, right? Bob Lazar said that he was hired by the government to reverse engineer alien technology. Was it alien technology? That's another video. But he was working on something, and he said there was, I think, 9 other crafts in the hangar that he didn't even get a chance to work on. Maybe there's 9 total. I don't remember. But we know that they'd done reverse engineering on these things. We know that whenever we see stuff for real, like the TR-3B, you know, like that's a real craft now, right? Like that they had for a long time. In fact, I just put out an episode last Thursday, the Who Gag. All you members got to check it out. The Who Gag. You don't hear about that cryptid very often. The Who Gag. It was a fantastic conversation with this couple who came across the Who Gag. But he also talked about seeing a UFO. And as he described it, it sounded like he was describing a TR-3B. So I looked up a TR-3B, I screen shared, and I showed him what a TR-3B was. And he's like, that's exactly what I saw. I'm like, yeah, bro, that's a TR-3B. That's actually a real craft that we have that when you saw it in the early 2000s was a UFO because we didn't have that officially. Okay, it's old technology. The TR-3B is old technology, new to us, old to them. So anytime you see these crappy crafts in the sky, and there's like, they're drones, we don't know where they're coming from. We haven't shot them down in 2 weeks. It's Iran, but we haven't shot them down in 2 weeks. Here's the thing. It's old technology they're introducing to us right now. Right now. Now, why are they opening this box now? Why are they introducing this old technology to us right now? And I think that has a multi-layer thing here. So I got 2 interviews this afternoon. I'm killing my voice right now. So that sucks. I think that what's going on is there is a war, a battle going on right before our eyes. And those who have eyes to see it can see it. Okay. And I'm not even saying it's an interdimensional battle, which it probably is at some point. But there could be a technology war, a technological war of amongst humans fighting and vying for position in this new era of humanity where UFOs are a real existence in the consciousness. I think that what we're seeing right now is they're introducing us to this. And it might be because they didn't have a choice. Maybe there is other things happening in the sky and they're putting their drones up there to deal with it. And they're saying, we don't know what all these drones are. They're all drones and we don't know what they are, but we're not shooting them down. And it's probably Iran, but we're not shooting it down. The reality is it's probably a majority of it, our own technology that we're seeing in the sky. And it might be our own technology interacting with technology from other countries, other realms. You know, it's not that far-fetched. That's how I feel about it. I wrote an article yesterday. So it's kind of cool on X. Let's finish watching this video. We'll finish watching this video. Then we'll get into the article because I just, you know, why not? Let's give him some more rope to hang himself.
Terry is on alert with this.
Look, you've given us some pretty dire information just here, and I want to make sure that our viewers are digesting this. Iran has the capability to pull up along our eastern.
Okay, I'm so glad we watched this again. She is just as bad. She is just as bad. Just watch the tone. Now, think propaganda as you watch this, and think he's lying and she's lying as you watch this, okay? It's just so. Ugh, it makes me feel icky. It makes me feel like I just had something bad happen to me, you know?
Viewers are digesting this. Iran has the capability to pull up along our eastern seaboard and launch drones the size of an SUV
into the
skies of several states, particularly New Jersey, where we know the incoming president has a large home. Also in the same county or nearby where some of these drones in New Jersey have been seen. That capability exists. It's possible some of those drones are here. So I have 2 questions. How are they fueling them? They have to land somewhere. Drones don't fly forever. Why don't they close down the airspace? Yes, it's inconvenient. Yes, it's the holidays. Shut it down. But if you start shooting things and you don't know how they're fueled, that's going to be mass explosions. This isn't like one spy balloon. Congressman, this is...
She just offered the explanation as to why they're not shooting them down. So there, she's like, she goes, shut it down, shoot them down, but we don't know what kind of fuel they're running on. It could be explosive. It could be terrible, blah, 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 blah. So that's why we're not shooting it down. It's Iran. But we're not shooting it down because we don't know what kind of fuel it's running. Right, right. It's not Iran, and they're not shooting it down because they have trillions of dollars invested in this technology.
Is serious.
We've got to bring them down, and we've got to find a way to bring them down. I don't know exactly.
We got to bring them down. We got to find a way to bring them down. You know what that is? It's not shooting them out of the sky. It's going to be retaliation on the Iranian homeland. That's how they're going to handle this. I'm telling you, they're not shooting these drones out of the sky. They didn't shoot a freaking balloon out of the sky that went over the entire country until it reached the ocean on the East Coast. Okay. They're not shooting these drones out of the sky and having them fall to in the middle of Hoboken, New Jersey. Okay. They're not doing that. Okay. That what they're going to do, if they want to take it to the next level, they are going to respond to Iran, and they're going to do something on Iran's homeland. They're going to start up a freaking war, the war they've been grinding their teeth to get for the last 20 years. Iran is the last one on the list. That's the one they want. They're lobbying it out there to see if it takes. Lobby it out there, see if it takes. If it takes a little bit, maybe we'll actually put the hammer down before Trump gets in office.
Where they're landing, obviously, I have some information. And again, This isn't just Jeff Van Drew. Oh, let's get on Harris Faulkner's show and say something outrageous.
I'm
telling you a straight deal from very high positioned individuals who are telling me this. And the bottom line is they're launching them. They are across the country. We don't even have anything like this. No. Our government and also certainly our hobbyists don't. So
we don't even have anything like this. Bull crap, dude. Like bull crap. Like you act like we haven't been part of this civilization and society over the last 7 to 8 years, ever since disclosure started. They've said it. They've said we have craft that did not originate on Earth. Is that propaganda? Maybe, but they've said it. To say that they don't have it is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You're suggesting that we don't have it in our ability to use. That's ridiculous.
Think about it. It's not only do I have the information, but it's also common sense. We've got to get them down. We've got to determine how they function, what they do, make sure that we can get them. And you're right, in a safe way. When I say shoot them down, get them down any way that you can. But right now, they're probably extracting information. This is a clear and present danger to the.
So how do you stop extracting information from crafts that are hovering over the United States and you are scared to shoot them down because they might just go boom and they might land on civilians? Well, you're going to attack where the information's going. So if it's extracting information here on the state side, where's it going? Well, it's going to the mothership, and then from the mothership it's going to go to Iran. And that's where the attack goes.
United States and to our president-elect, and it's a serious business.
Well, and if one of them happens to fall and they're fueled, that explosion could kill people.
So there you go. We made it through the whole freaking video, okay? I got a little grumpier than I thought I'd get, but, you know, it just gets to be so gosh darn frustrating, you know? It gets frustrating to be me. And you, I'm sure, because I'm sure you're frustrated too. I'm not reading the comments intentionally because you guys are probably, you know, blasting me saying how stupid I am or something. So I got to keep this rolling I got to roll this in ignorance. I'm not looking at the chat, friends. I'm not looking at the chat. Oh, don't look at the chat. I'm just kidding. I'm not looking at the chat. I love yous though, but we are going to just let my brain wander on this one, friends. Maybe we'll look at the chat later. Maybe we'll look at the chat later. Maybe I'll read super chats at the end of the show. All right. So what are some other possibilities here? I have two other things here. I actually wrote some stuff down here. Let me see. I actually talked it into my phone, so we'll see if it actually even reads the way I said it. They can track these, and I know where they're coming from because they're allowed. Here's another one for you. They are not grounding planes. New York, New Jersey, and they're not grounding planes. if they didn't know who or what these were, they would not have the planes flying right now around the drones. Okay. They would have grounded the plane. So there's that. They're calling everything a drone now, and that's a big red flag. Yes. Okay. So should I go into that now? Yeah, I think I will. They're calling everything a drone. Everything's a drone. When's the last time you heard UAP? You know, forget UFO. When's the last time you heard UAP? It's all drones now. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed how over the last 2 weeks, everything that they're talking about in the sky that is unidentifiable is called a drone? They're conditioning the consciousness right now for this to be a normal, everyday thing. Drones are flying into the sky. Enemies can do it. We can do it. And that's that, friends. That's that. And it's a big red flag to me. They're calling these things drones all over the world. Let's see here. Basking the whole situation as drones. I have no idea what that means. Maybe masking the whole, that's probably what it was, masking the whole situation. My notes are, when I have something going through my head, I just got to type it down real fast before I lose it. Okay, so there's that. Now, I have two other situations, possibilities. Shout out to almost 1,500 people watching right now. Y'all are the real ones. Like, I don't know what's happening right now. This is the biggest live audience we've had ever, and I dig it. So, let's go into the security aspect of things. So we've established that Tony thinks that this is ours. Yes, I think it is ours, but I think that there are things going on in the sky that is not ours that I think they're interacting with right in front of your face, and they're calling it all drones. Okay. That explains a lot why you see all these different types. Sometimes you're zooming in and it's this glowing translucent orb, and you zoom in and it's like this spinning wheel thing, like out of Ezekiel, because it's straight from biblical times. And then there are ones that kind of look like planes and real mechanical. There's a lot of things going on in the sky right now, including biological UFOs we'll get into here in a minute. But it's happening. And I think one of the options that we have here is that, like I said, it's old technology. This is technology they've had for a while. They're now introducing it to us. So let's just say it's not Iran. It's not an intergalactic battle above our heads. They're not shooting down interdimensional entities coming from other realms, like Nephilim spirits housing themselves in UFOs, all that crap, right? It could be, and I don't know if anybody's ever talked about this. Maybe they have, but it surely can't be an original thought. I'm not that lucky. What if this is them testing out and rolling out new technology for us, old technology for them, new technology for us, for the incoming administration, who also, when they were last in office, installed and started Space Force? What if this is the technology that is old to them, new to us, they're introducing to us now, that will be utilized for security purposes, not just internationally, not just on the homeland, but also the president's security? What if they are going to, and listen, I hope you got to timestamp this, because if this happens, like, I don't know what to do with myself at that point. Like, I'm like, I was right. I was right. Holy crap. I was right. Listen, over the next 4 years, I would not be surprised if you see drones like what we're seeing right now in the sky in broad daylight flying around where the president's at. Listen, that dude had his ear shot off. And during that whole fiasco, whether you think it was a real thing or a setup or whatever, one of the things talked about was, why were there no drones in the sky monitoring the situation? And the answer was, they didn't have it, or they didn't have the finances for it. I think they were short on cash or something like that. You know, call Ukraine and get some money back for the drones, please. A monkey could have gone to Best Buy, got some drones to put up in the sky, you know? But that was a real talking point. So who's to say that they're introducing new technology to us, new to us, old to them, and now that it's being introduced, they're going to start introducing it into the psyche as part of ours. You know, oh, we stopped this. We stopped Iran from invading and stuff because we had this technology too. We fought it off, you know, and thank God World War III didn't start because of it. But hey, look, a goose. We have these drones now, and get used to seeing them because they're going to be above your head everywhere the president goes and also where you go, because we're going to, you know, it's not like we don't militarize our police departments down to little tiny towns. Like, it's not like we don't do that already, right? Of course they do. And I'm not even saying that's a bad thing. I think that our police should have SWAT units and the ability to SWAT terrorists living in a rundown house in the middle of nowhere. That should be a thing, right? But you don't think that they're not going to have these drones as well? You don't think they're not going to start using these to monitor you as a citizen? Welcome to dystopia, friends. Get comfortable. It's here. And so that is going to be something to monitor moving forward in the next 4 years, I'd say. You're going to see it definitely introduced as part of the presidential security detail. And I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing when they use it to monitor us closely. I had a drone, and in fact, I know our police department has here drone access, or at least one of them do around here, because we had a guy kill a cop down the road from my house. Yeah, I moved away from Philadelphia because it was violent. Apparently, it's a rare thing around here, but it happened. We had a police officer get shot and killed. And that night, the guy got away and they blocked off my road. They blocked, nobody was getting in and out. And I heard drones buzzing by my windows and stuff. And I slept on my couch with my AR on my chest that night, because I'm like, if this dude killing cops, he's breaking into anybody's house to figure this out. So, quick story about that guy. So he got away. He got away. Okay. This is when you're a criminal, you're more than likely not the smartest person in the world. This dude got away. Like, he got out of the Knoxville area, got down to North Georgia, and then came back like a week later. And when he came back, they were pinging his phone and they found out where he was and they went and got him. This dude got down to North Georgia and came back. Dude. What are you doing with your life? We know what you're doing with your life now. So anyways, drones are a real thing. Here's another aspect. Here's another thought process for you on more of a conspiratorial note. What if this is all happening because there's something globally happening right now that they don't want you talking about? And, that could be really bad for a lot of people. P. Diddy. That's right. P. Diddy has everything to do with the drones in the sky. no, but seriously, let's think about it for a second. Before you guys go turn off the stream, hang on, stay where you're at. Let me explain myself. Just yesterday, news dropped that LeBron James was taking some personal time away from the team in the middle of the season. And I don't know where this narrative is coming from. Let me see if I can pull this up real quick while I talk simultaneously. ESPN.com. So yesterday, it comes out that LeBron James was going to be taking some time off away from the team and for personal reasons. And one of the reasons for that was that he was he's going through a lot. He's maybe even contemplating retiring because, you know, it's his 22nd season and he's getting older and he's having the worst season of his career. And they made it sound like that's why he's really, you know, man, I'm really playing bad right now. And maybe I should just hang it up. Not true. The dude's had like 3 or 4 triple doubles. Anybody who doesn't know basketball, that's Chinese to you. Unless you're Chinese, then it's, you know what I'm saying. It's not true. So the dude had at least like 2, 3, 4 games this year as like a 100-year-old. He's turning 40 at the end of the month and he scored double figure in points, double figure in rebounds, and double figure in assists. That's hard to do, theoretically. This dude's done it several times this season. He had a 30-plus point triple-double. This dude is averaging 23 points a game, 9 assists a game, and 8 rebounds a game. That's an all-star. That's an all-star. Most teams will kill to have a player be able to do that. He's shooting 50% from the field and 36% from three-point line as a player who traditionally is not a great three-point shooter. He's having a fine season, especially as a 40-year-old. He's breaking history right now. He's breaking the idea of what it means to age as an athlete. So the reason that he steps away contemplating his career is ridiculous. But what is happening right now with Diddy is I think there's a big hush going on in Hollywood, in the sports industry, and in politics. These elites are running wild right now. They are trying to cover things up fast because P. Diddy's in jail and he's going to be squeaking and squealing soon if they don't take him out, which I guarantee you there's plans to do so. Because for, let's just say, 30 years, he's been running human trafficking and sexual abuse on people and holding these freak out parties where there's tapes of people doing just terrible things. So many people have gone to these parties. There's hundreds of people who are complicit in this. And LeBron James, I can almost guarantee, it's real. LeBron James is one of them, okay? I'm just saying, the dude has been on video saying, we all know that there's no party like a Diddy party. He's clearly been to Diddy parties. He said it to Diddy. He said that on Instagram Live. There's no party like a Diddy party. And then we also have this video that's been, picture that's been circulating around for, I'd say, at least 2-3 years. Of LeBron James in like a French maid's outfit. Like he's wearing a woman's like short skirt French maid's outfit. Okay. Like not just over his basketball shorts. Like that's what his outfit is. Okay. And he's holding his phone up, taking a selfie in the mirror. And the phone is like an iPhone 8 or something because it only has one camera on it. And it's that phone is covering the eye. I'm the only one to have any picture out there that's allowed to have an eye covered, okay? That used to be the logo, and I used to get hammered for it all the time. I just thought it was kind of cool. Like, I literally, when the logo came out, I started the show. It was clip art, and that's what the logo was from clip art. So I had an artist in Hawaii, shout out to Alika, who made my face the logo, and I thought it looked cool, okay? I'm not in the Illuminati. I know some of you think I am. I'm not. I'm just a regular dude that used to drive truck that now has the opportunity to talk to you for a living, and I'm grateful for it. LeBron James has done rituals throughout his NBA career, doing his warmups where he's doing the triangle, pounding his chest, giving the sixes, you know, offering it up to Satan himself, the god of the air. And so we have all that, and then that picture comes out. Where do you think that picture came from? I'm willing to bet that that picture was a leaked picture that was something to do with Diddy. Okay. So where's LeBron James? I'm pretty sure LeBron James is, you know, talking with lawyers and trying to make sure that he can continue his life without, interruption. I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron James is giving information out just so that he can stay on top. You know what I mean? When you make deals with the devil, I said this on Instagram yesterday, when you make deals with the devil, he comes knocking at the most inopportune times. You know, LeBron James has his son playing with him on the Lakers, and he's breaking records. He's setting new standards for what it means to be an athlete at 40 years old, and he's taking a break for personal reasons. Right. So LeBron James is just one person with the Diddy stuff. There's J-Lo. J-Lo was married to the dude. You know, we have Diddy on video beating women. Like, there's so many people that have been involved with Diddy. There's been pastors, Christian musicians that have been to these Diddy parties. Listen, if Christian is in front of your name, you shouldn't be at a Diddy party. Unless your name's actually Christian. Then I guess you could be at a Diddy party. But the point is, there's no reason why TD Jakes should have been hanging out. Oh, I just want to win the souls for the lost. Not at a Diddy party. Some other ones are like, you know, I was at a Diddy party and I got out of there though before 1 o'clock because that's when it all goes down. Right. Sure. Sure. The truth will be revealed. The truth will be revealed. We'll find out. We'll see. We'll see. But is it possible that this drone stuff is being used as a distraction to keep people from discussing the depths of the Diddy stuff? Because, I mean, Diddy was pretty hot for a while there. And then all of a sudden, the drone stuff pops up and boom, you know, nobody's talking about Diddy. Is it possible that before the drone stuff settles down, maybe they'll usher us away from the drone stuff by breaking the news that Diddy has killed himself in prison? And then, up, it's all over, just like Epstein. That's all over, friends. Nothing to see here. It is over. It is over. Dunzo. Diddy. Dead. Dead Diddy. Everybody go back to your zombie state of existence where we tell you what to think and believe and just soak it up. Just soak it up. Anyways, to circle back around to the beginning of this broadcast, we talked about Cliff High. It should not go unnoticed, though, that Cliff High back in 2009 said that Donald Trump was going to be interviewed by Joe Rogan on a TV show. That was going to be the trigger event that 39 days later, a UFO invasion happened. And it happened almost exactly like that. That's wild. And if you follow Cliff High on IG, tell him I said hi. And he's been saying like leading up to that, get ready, guys. The normies aren't going to know what to hit, what hit them. You got to be ready to explain things to the normies. Like he was telling them, like, you got to be ready. The normies aren't going to know. And what do we see? People are like freaking out, man. People are freaking out. What is stuff above our sky? It's always been stuff above your head, dude. Thousands of years. We have documentation of things flying above people's head that are unidentified for thousands of years. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. So let me see if I can pull this up right quick. Speaking of nothing new, let's see here. Stop screen share, present, share screen. Which one is it? There it is. There we go, right? Yeah, there it is. So this is the article on X that I wrote yesterday. I'm not going to read it to you. I spent all day trying to write this thing. It's one of those things where I had these thoughts, more questions than anything, rushing through my brain. And what I did, and this is how I usually write these articles, because every once in a while I come out with something that makes me sound semi-intelligent. I jot down these things real fast because I can't, I got to get it down before it's gone. Right. And then I spend the rest of the day doing this and then writing phrases and paragraphs and then putting them together, then editing them down. Anyways, I wrote this article yesterday, Living UFOs, the fusion of biology, technology, and interdimensional secrets. And, I used New Jersey as a launching pad for this. But it is not about New Jersey drones. It's actually about the global phenomenon right now because there are UFOs popping up all over the country, all over the world right now. Right now, they're all over. And in fact, let me just see if I can scroll through my personal here real quick. Here's that. Look at this. Check this out real quick. Wheel within a wheel, man. Is that going for you? It looks like laggy on my screen. There you go. I don't know. That's crazy, right? So let me see if I can find this though. There's the Diddy one. Look at this thing. Look at this. So this was, here's a picture of a UFO seen near a military base in Utah. Is that a UFO or is that just government technology that we haven't been officially introduced to yet? That looks like some kind of freaky military advanced helicopter to me. That's what I'm saying, guys. Like, this is old technology, new for us, old for them. But this stuff is happening all over the world. And there's a phenomenon happening where we have this drone, you know, story. And I think they're utilizing the drone story to mask what other things are happening above our heads right now. So that's what this article is about. This article is about venturing into the idea of interdimensional UFOs, biological UFOs, biological and interdimensional hybrid UFOs being utilized by entities as a mode of transportation in between realms. It explores these ideas and really that is what I believe is probably happening above our heads if it's not them introducing new technology to us. I think that they're masking the whole situation as drones, not UAPs, drones. Remember, drones is a new buzzword. And because with the drones narrative, my wife is texting me. Okay, nothing major. With the drone narrative, they're using as a masking operation for what's really going on, which might be. I'm not saying it is, but what I am saying is it might be that there are actual UAPs, UFOs, drones in the sky from other places, like other realms, or UAPs, biological UFOs that have always been there for whatever reason are starting to show themselves. So Justin talks about this from Cryptids of the Corn. He'll be talking about it on my show. And this is a very interesting concept that I've always found where it's like, okay, so you're telling me that there's living, breathing UFOs above my head. And he's like, yes. In fact, his book is called Living UFOs, The Ocean Above Our Heads. That's what his book is. You could probably find it on Amazon or something. Living UFOs, the Ocean Above Our Heads is written by a biologist. Justin is a biologist. And so he uses that background to write these books and explore these theories and thoughts. And one of the things that Justin has long talked about is the biological UFO, and one of them more than likely, if not definitely, looking like a stingray, like a mantis. I didn't know what to make of that when I first heard him say it last year to me. And I was like, I don't know. That's kind of weird, but I don't know. And then in the middle of all of this craziness with the drones and everything that's going on, we see a story come out of the UK. The UK is having issues with drones right now. Drones over their military bases. Okay. Now, could this be a government drone that is flying over a UK base that's theirs? Possibly. Definitely possible. But when Justin says that there's biological UFOs and one looks like a stingray, this is what was captured on video over a UK base just a few days ago. And that looked like a stingray to me. That looks like a stingray to me, all lit up. And we know that biological life in the ocean lights up, right? It glows. Not all of it, obviously, but there are, I'm not a biologist, so don't ask me, but I know I've seen pictures on the internet. That looks like a stingray to me flying in the sky. Okay. There's a series of pictures. It was like three different pictures. I have this one here for you. I zoomed in on it for you, but, that looks like a stingray to me, you know? And so could this be a biological UFO, the biological stingray UFO that Justin has long talked about, finally captured on camera? Maybe. Could it be that the UK has their own programs and they're building their own UAPs and this is one of their UAPs? Maybe. Could it be that it is a mixture of biological and technological, biological and mechanical? Very well possible. Like, I don't think that we should always think about this stuff as nuts and bolts. It doesn't have any other possibility other than, you know, metal, hammer to metal, fly in the sky type of idea. This really could be something that, you know, one, it's alchemical, but it could be something where they grow parts of the craft in a lab and they use other parts that are more mechanical to create this stuff. In fact, I would be willing to bet that that is more of a realistic possibility than just them creating a metallic craft of saucer, cigar shape, tic-tac-toe, whatever you want to imagine it looking like, just made out of metal and has a technology in it that can just shoot it through the sky. I'd be willing to bet that it's more likely that there would be a biological component to these hybrid UAPs. And, you know, could it be something like that? Could it be, you know, where it's kind of like a biological mixture between biology and technology? Technology and biology. You know? Maybe. What if we've talked about on the show before, we've talked about how, you know, is it possible that these beings, these entities, whether they're fallen angels, Nephilim spirits, other ancient gods, which by the way, the ancient gods are returning. Maybe one day I'll talk about that. But is it possible that amongst this idea that these beings, these entities, whatever you want to imagine them to be in another realm, we talked about how, are they creating biological suits to house themselves in to be here, i.e. the grays? And we talk about that, but is it possible that they are also doing biological UFOs where they're housing themselves in? So are they creating biological suits to house themselves in, or are they using this technology in another realm to bring here? I've said it before, I'll say it again. Jeremy Corbell has said that something is interdimensional sending these ball drones to go over our military bases, and they're sending them as unmanned drones because we've shot down their manned drones with direct energy weapons. If that's true, which I'm sure a lot of people have strong feelings about Jeremy Corbell, I'd love to have him on the show. But is it possible that they're creating technology in another realm and then bringing it here? They pierce that veil, and they don't just bring themselves here in a physical way, but they also bring technology that they've created there in a physical way here. I know it seems kind of crazy, but I don't think it's that crazy. I don't think it's that crazy. The more I learn about the reality of these other side of the veil, the other side of this realm, the more I'm convinced that there are complications and intricacies that are hard to fathom with our physical existence here that we understand. But I think that that realm is very much operating, and it has beings, we'll just say beings. You guys can define it from there as to what you think. But there are beings that are operating there. They're highly intelligent. They have resources, and they create things. Anywhere from biological meat suits to biological UFOs, biological technological hybrid UFOs, craft. They have the ability to pierce the veil and bring themselves here. Is it possible that they can pierce the veil, bring themselves here with what they want to bring with them? Maybe. Maybe. But I could be wrong. And I'm fine with that. I really am. Like, when it comes to this kind of stuff, guys, like, I don't think any of us have a full picture of it. It just takes us being willing to just think outside the box, think out loud, not be afraid to be wrong. And that's kind of where I'm at with a lot of this stuff is I just want to think outside the box, and I'll do it with you. I'll do it publicly with you, and see where the cards fall, you know? And so I'm hoping you guys enjoyed this broadcast on a Friday. I got to start bringing it in for a landing because I got an interview here in an hour and a half, I think, and I got to get some lunch and prep for this interview. And I'll just say the drone stuff that's going on in New Jersey is a global phenomenon. I think they're using it as a cover for something else. I think there's actual drones in the sky, but I don't think that's the only thing happening in the sky. And it's definitely not Iran. In my mind, I don't think it's Iran at all. I think that's them just trying to feel it out. Can we use this as a World War III kind of thing? Can we finally get that coveted war of, you know, US versus Iran? Maybe. You know, like, I think that's what they're doing. I think that's what that whole thing was. Mr. Van Drew, Jeff Van Drew, I don't know who you are, but I don't believe you. And I think you're a jerk. You're a jerk. Listen, this is so random. This is so random, but it is what it is. My show, and it's at the end of the show. So if you made it this far, here's something for you. My face this entire time I've been talking has been feeling like it's on fire burning. Okay. Like absolutely on fire, to the point that it almost hurts. I got a new soap last night. Okay. So I was doom scrolling through Instagram, and this one lady had a reel of like five things that celebrities use to have good looking skin. And I've been dealing with 40-year-old acne for whatever reason. It's been really bad the last few months. Like, I just can't get a stretch where I don't have like a big red blotch on my face. And it's been annoying me. It's been making me feel self-conscious. I got to be on camera. It's supposed to be 4K. I'm supposed to feel more comfortable doing this. And it just, you know, like I needed to figure something out. And so like that just plopped on my doom scroll. And she's like, use this soap that all these celebrities use, and that's how they have beautiful skin. And I don't know how to pronounce it. It's like turd. It's probably turds. Termatic or terminic or something like that. So I don't know. All I know is I was like, where's Amazon? Sold. And I went and found some, and I ordered it, and it came in yesterday. I was like, oh, hot dog. I'm going to try this out right now. And I went in the bathroom, lathered up the soap real good, and got it on a washcloth, and I scrubbed it in real good. And felt great. Went to bed, woke up this morning, looked in the mirror. I was like, oh, I think it improved a little bit. That's actually kind of cool, you know? Like, and I couldn't really tell, but, you know, maybe a little bit. And then I hopped in the shower this morning, and I was like, oh, it's round two, go heavy, go hard or go home, you know? And I did the same thing, lathered it up real good, rubbed it in my face real good, got my forehead going, and, got out of the shower. And I was like, Kevin from Home Alone, after he shaved his face and put the shaving cream on, I was like, ah, it hurt so bad. And, it's definitely come down since then, but, like, I'm looking at myself right now on video, and my face does not look the way it feels. Like, I definitely see the blotches, but my face feels like it should be beet red, burning. I should have smoke coming out of my eyeballs. That's how my face feels right now. So I don't know if that soap is something that I'm only supposed to use once a day, once a week, but I'm going to use it again tonight. I got to give it a solid effort. Maybe my skin just needs to get used to it, and then it'll start glowing like the celebrities. All I know is this. I'm taking YouTube serious, and I'm trying to do more YouTube with my life. Okay. If you haven't noticed, in the last year, we've been doing YouTube a lot more. The show has grown on YouTube, went from like 50,000 subscribers to almost 130, whatever we're at now, in a year. Okay. I'm trying with my life over here. Okay. I'm really trying to do things different. And I need to have a better looking face for the camera. Okay. I need less blotches on my face. All right. So we're going to try things. I got these vitamins that I took last night. They're supposed to help with that. And, you know, made my pee turn yellow, like that fluorescent yellow, green looking pee stuff. I also got, which by the way, I think is helping. I got these two vitamins that I took last night, and they're supposed to help with ADHD. Now, I just had a little bit of a spat with ADHD there. You guys got to see it unfold right there, but I feel more focused, and I feel like I have more control over my thoughts, and they don't get lost. And I only took it last night, and I feel great right now. Maybe it's a placebo effect. I don't know, but I'm trying I'm trying some new things with my life because I hate the fact that I have this ADHD. I hate the fact that I can't focus sometimes. And somebody recently told me, I was talking to somebody, maybe it was for an interview, and I mentioned how it really bothers me. And he's like, well, that's what makes you unique and special. That's what makes the show. You got to be careful because if you turn off the ADHD, maybe it would be a different type of show. I'm like, I'm going nuts over here. Like I can't continue living my life like this. The ADHD has gone like through the roof in the last 2-3 years. It has really gotten bad. And I'm not going to go on medication. I can't do that either. So I don't pop the medication stuff. I don't want to do that. So I'm trying to find some natural stuff. So I did some digging, also known as doom scrolling, and finding a doctor that would tell me what to do on my Instagram reels. And I ordered the vitamins that he suggested. So that's what we're doing. New soap for the face that's making me light on fire. And we got ourselves some new vitamins that hopefully rein in my brain a little bit more, friends. Listen, I really had a good time talking with you guys today. I really wasn't sure if this was going to be a long one or if this is going to be a good one. You know, the last couple lives that I've done, I have kind of walked away feeling like, meh, and I don't feel like it was my best performance. You know, like I felt like I could have done better. And, you know, well, you guys can decide if I could have done better today, but I feel good about it. Okay. And if I feel good about it, that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to me. That's just like how I do my show. I have conversations with people. And if I enjoyed the conversation, you get to hear it. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. If I like it, you get to hear it. If you don't like it, there's always next week, right? So, all right, friends, let's get up out of here. Let's bring in some Van Tesla, formerly Van Tesla, now just Joel Thomas. Van Tesla was a music group. Now Joel's a solo artist. So it's Joel Thomas with his former group, Van Tesla. Song is called Shut Up and Drive. Look it up on Spotify, YouTube. It's one of my favorites. So let's bring in, here we go. Started out right. All right, guys. Until next time I see you, have a great Christmas. I appreciate you guys. Stay blessed. Enjoy the next 3 weeks of guest hosts, and I'll see you in 2025 where we get into the crazy stuff. Let's go.
That's just what warriors do.
They wanna push me to the center like a cell. They wanna spin up at the center of the next. It's me.
Yeah, yeah. They want.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply. Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.